you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
How you doing, sir? All right. Thanks for wearing your good flip-flops to the show. Come up here for a second. Come up here for a second. We got time. Dude, come up here for a second. Let me just see one of those for a second. Can I just... This is like CSI evidence right here. This is the nicest casino in the world, and you're dressed like, I don't know. Jesus Christ had better footwear than you. What's your name, dude?
Jeff.
You look a little bit like Curious George. Have you heard that before? All right. Wow, what was a laundry day? What the hell? Wearing flip-flops. On a Saturday night, it's like telling your buddies, hey man, we're going out tonight. If anybody messes with us, I'm not fighting. I ain't got the proper ankle support to throw down. Just gonna flippity flop the fuck home while. All right, you're a good sport. Give him a round of applause. Go back to your seat, go back to your seat. No, you go back to your seat. All right. I gotta teach you a lesson, buddy. My anti-flip-flop. It's fine if you're going to the beach, man, but nobody ever got his ass kicked by the guy in flip-flops. Stop looking at my girlfriend. Psh. Psh. I got a haircut for you, people. What do you think? Yeah? I don't know. That's my barber right there, Big Greg. You know what's going to be a bad haircut when halfway through the haircut, he just dropped his scissors and he goes, fuck it. He goes, I didn't go to college for 2.5 weeks for this bullshit. Greg, I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks for wearing your shirt from fifth grade. Wow, you're probably fucking up people's TV screens right now. Where'd you get that shirt? Forever 41? In the lobby before the show, some guy's like, Jeff, your eyes look red. Are you stoned? I'm like, dude, it's my allergies. He goes, what are you allergic to? I said, pot. He said, what are you taking for it? I said, mozzarella sticks.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. More Like Radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Are you drinking by yourself or did you go out with somebody or what's going on?
I was drinking with a coworker. We've had 3 bottles of wine together, so I've had 1.5 bottles of wine.
Is your coworker a chick?
What? No, he guy.
It's he.
And we did sit up. We did sit up.
You're drinking.
He guy. We drink much wine.
You're wine with a guy in Florida. And Mitch, you're okay with this?
Ooh, yeah.
No, I do. Sexual. We did sit ups and push ups together, and I was mad at him when he decided to do push ups. I'm like, I thought we were just doing sit ups.
So he was doing push ups on you while you were doing sit ups.
You guys, that's missionary. That's
called. That's called. No, yeah.
I was just saying, we did sit up push ups at the same time.
So, what happened after you drank the wine and did push ups on each other? Did you get all sweaty?
The fuck, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
May the
Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Jason.
Get jazzy on.
I'm that flight that you get on.
Oh, it's that time. It's Tuesday, 8:05 p.m. on the East Coast.
No, it's not 8:05 on the East Coast. It's actually 10:07.
Oh, it says 8:05 in the actually in Mountain Time.
You're not
it's
on the East Coast.
10:05 East Coast.
You fucking boob. Shit. You fucking boob.
It's gonna do. I'm very tired.
Yeah, I can tell by your enthusiastic intro.
Oh,
you're
why are you
listening
tired,
to
buddy?
Dutch and Royce on More Like Radio. I
get away, Frank.
You really? It sounds like Dutch and Royce on NPR. You're listening to Dutch and Royce on NPR.
Very slap.
Tonight we'll be talking about light bulbs and filaments.
This is all very mean.
I did listen to some NPR this week and I wanted to shoot myself. Sorry, do the introductions.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, our number is 954-573-2780. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
That's me.
Marie Lopez.
That's me.
John Sanzeri.
That's you.
Mitch Heil.
That wasn't me.
And is that cheating, sloppy whore Sherry around? I know why you made that previously on, by the way.
Oh, she's dead or something.
She's dead or something.
Or something.
Yeah, like I said, Dutch and Royce is what you're listening to. And I already gave out the number, but I'll say it again.
It's like I like to call it a fun burr because we have fun when people call.
2780.
Fun
burr. You guys
want to
get in touch with us. Yeah, I think that's about it. I am very, very tired. I'm really,
why?
Like,
I could see you're a fucking big old sleepyhead.
Why?
I know. I'm sorry.
Why?
I'll pick it back up once we get going.
What happened?
Nothing. Just one of those things where just like you don't sleep very well or actually.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those the other night. I was having a lesbian dream.
Really?
Is that the Emma Watson one?
No, it was a different one.
Oh. The Emma Watson was weird because it was in a porta potty.
Yeah.
You have sex dreams of Emma Watson and a purple?
Okay, well, you might as well explain it. Well, you were having, it was actually, she told me she had this dream when we were at Bonnaroo.
So I don't remember the dream, so if you remember what
I remember, she wakes up in the morning and she walks out and she goes, you know, I had the weirdest dream last night because I guess we Bonnaroo, you have to use all the porta potties, that I went to go use the porta potty and it was really hot, but for some reason Emma Watson came in and we started lezzing out on the porta potty. And I was like, your mind goes to the weirdest places. I don't know how you left.
I didn't stay in there. I didn't stay
in there. Oh, you lez with her not.
What
didn't
base
in
did
the
you guys
potty.
Get to in your dream?
Maybe just make out.
Just making out?
I think
fucking
so.
Fucking prude.
Oh, making out and stuff.
I think so.
Emma Watson's a prude.
You think her mind
is prude? It was not Emma Watson.
Who was it?
It was Emily Stone.
Emily Stone. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Emily? Or is it just Emma?
Emily Stone.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Whatever.
Emma Stone. Sorry.
The one from Zombieland.
That bitch.
Emma, oh, the bitch with the eyes and the lisp.
She's hot, though.
Yeah.
She is. She was, wasn't she Gwen Stacy and that other Spider-Man, too?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That.
She was in fucking Birdman.
Yes,
I never saw that. Was that any good?
Great.
It actually was pretty good.
It was really good.
I mean, there's a bunch of times.
You did?
I did, yeah.
No, I thought it was... It was well done. It was definitely an Oscar type of movie, so...
Every time Mitch watches a movie, he's like, when do the riff track start? When are the guys going to start talking over it?
Oh, fine. I'll do it myself.
Yeah, it's just annoying, you know?
Sherry's sitting there going, shut up.
Could you shut the fuck
watch
up?
This.
Actually, speaking of movies, we did watch Inside Out, the new Pixar movie this weekend.
Yeah, I heard that was good. Was it
really good?
Okay.
Fucking funny.
Pixar I'm trying to think of the last dud they put out.
It never.
Cars 2.
That wasn't
Yeah,
Pixar.
Cars 2.
Cars 2 was Pixar.
It was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yes, it was.
Yep, Pixar.
Okay. For some reason, I thought that was a DreamWorks movie, but you might be wrong.
No, it's definitely Pixar.
Inside Out was one of those, like, it was really intelligent, and they dumbed it down for kids, but it was still intelligent. I don't even know how to explain it. It was like, it's a kid's movie with adult themes and adult metaphors.
So basically,
but it was
a
summarized
typical Pixar movie.
Well, yeah, I mean, the voices were, Amy Poehler was a voice, Lewis Black, Bill Hader. So, I mean, it was.
Yeah, I heard Lewis Black was in there.
Lewis Black was fucking hilarious.
I wouldn't say it was typical in, like, I mean, it's typical in the normal themes and stuff like that of a Pixar movie. But what I meant is, it was the most intelligent adult type thoughts for a kids movie that I had seen.
Right.
I kind of combined it to like, it's a lot like Toy Story 3 mixed with WALL-E, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out there because, once again, there was an old show, and no one ever seems to remember it, but you can look up the trailer, on Fox for a couple seasons called Herman's Head.
I remember that.
Okay, remember Herman's Head? And it was like the whole concept, though, there was like four different people in his head that, you know, with different emotions that were controlling him. Well, this is basically that, but in cartoon form. And really, nobody else remembers Herman's Head. God damn it.
I'm looking it up. I've never seen it.
I'm pulling up the trailer for Herman's Head because it was pretty much the same thing. But this movie was, you know, Amy Poehler was hilarious. It was really good. I liked it a lot. Let's see.
Yeah, no. Generally, any of those Pixar movies, you know, you don't get called a fag to go watch those.
No. But, like, if you've ever gone to a therapist or talked about your emotions or anything like that, they really came up with a good way to explain what somebody's thinking and then show how they act based off of what they were thinking.
Okay, here's the intro for Herman's Head.
Troubled?
That woman's not wearing underwear.
Is that all you can think about? Food and sex?
Yes. Please, focus. Look out!
By the way, don't you love the early 90s sax?
Yes.
Don't you love the early 90s sax and everything?
They love the sax.
Hank Azaria was in it.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
No time for small talk. We're late.
Petty. Apparently Jane Sibbett was in it, which was the blonde.
She looks familiar.
Yeah, she was in a bunch.
Hold the elevator. Petty.
How many seasons did they have?
Yardley Smith, the voice of Lisa Simpson. So two Simpsons characters were on.
Okay.
I think Louise is so sweet.
Molly Hatchet.
I think this woman is Ken wearing Hatchet underwear. Campbell.
I think there's too many people
Rick
in this
Wallace.
Elevator.
And I think you are all
Peter
idiots.
McKenzie.
Let's go to work.
And Jason Bernard as Mr. Bracken.
Anybody know if it ended in a cliffhanger or did he actually get all the things out of his head?
It would be hilarious if he just shot himself and the bullet went through all the fucking people in his head.
Or if he took like medicine to stop listening to the voices in his head.
Yeah.
So the general concept is that of like, you know, just the different emotions or different voices or whatever that's inside your head kind of like vying for who's the one taking control.
Rob yeah. Schneider has four people in his head.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's like, the movie is based off of a 11-year-old girl, and you show her like growing up, and these emotions are born, and they create personalities. And then the premise of the movie is she's moving from Minnesota
to the most unbelievable part of the movie, by the way, wasn't the CGI people in her head. It was that she was sad from leaving Minnesota to go to San Francisco. Who would want to go back to Minnesota?
It's all the food of the geese. Don't want that.
Yeah, I know. We wouldn't want gay marriage. That would be terrible.
But it's showing like how she processes all those emotions because she was like a really happy girl, and then she starts having like conflict and showing how the other emotions and shit work together. And it was just really intelligent. I was quite impressed.
Okay. Well, speaking of the gays, I mean, people. Thank God. I was actually super excited when I found out that the for those of you living in Iraq, I guess the Supreme Court overturned the state's rights to be able to ban same-sex marriage.
I have the audio of the Supreme Court. You want to hear it?
Oh, sure.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
That's what they said?
That was Scalela, too. That's the weirdest thing out of all of them.
Weird.
Like, how about
weird.
The fact that a lot of people started posting in blogs saying that because everybody started changing their profile pictures on Facebook to the rainbow
one? Yeah.
And that it was a marketing ploy to,
for Facebook to track what you're doing and blah, blah, blah.
Hey, people, could we just...
Can we have a nice thing for five minutes?
Can we just have one thing nice?
For 5 minutes. Can we have something
how about
nice?
The gays are able to do what they should have always been able to be allowed to do. Can we just have that for a second?
Yeah, seriously.
Or how about the fat black guy posting on a really bad flip cam that the government has put stickers in their cell phone that track... all of your documents, all of your phone calls, and all it is this little sticker that you can easily
Yeah, no, that pull. Sticker is to show that if your phone got wet.
Exactly.
White
to
red.
I had to show my friend, because my friend was like 2 seconds away from pulling. I'm like, if you pull that, you're an idiot.
They're not going to repair your phone.
Well, that's dumb. Yeah,
but
Dutch,
I mean, you should pull it and keep it to the side, so in case you do drop your phone in the toilet,
put the
stick back on.
No, because it won't adhere.
You leave everything on, and if you drop your phone into the toilet, you get a little drop of bleach on a Q-tip. And you,
oh, is that how
yep,
it fixes it?
If you, it bleaches, it takes the dye off, so it looks like it'll look white again.
Okay.
Yeah. I found
can't
out
hack a Gibson, man.
Can't hack a Gibson.
I found out about the overturning of the gay marriage thing in the best way possible, which was early on that morning, my boss's boss, who is gay, just like goes, us homos can get married now.
It's pretty funny.
I was about to say, I thought you were going to say that like he just was from his office and just started going, yes!
Nope.
All us homos.
Yeah! But yeah, I know, and somebody, I forgot who posted it, but somebody posted, it's a meme that's been going around, but like, is that this week my Facebook looked like the Confederate Army was just started a civil war with the gay army, because that's all that's been on Facebook has been right. Confederate flags and rainbow flags, and that rainbow is flag. It. Nothing else.
Or another thing is like if you had like if you all work in offices and you always had like that one guy that didn't come out of the closet, you weren't 100% sure if he came back that Monday hungover or with like glitter on his face. It's like, oh, nope, you're gay.
The one thing like the people who are against it, like their main argument is that like, oh, you know, it should be up to the states' rights. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all about states' rights. But let's. The Supreme Court essentially said this isn't a state right or a federal right.
It's a human right.
This is no government should tell people if they should get married. This isn't us being the federal government taking away from the state's power. This is basically telling you nobody should have the power to let humans get married.
You got the touch.
This was a great week for the internet.
A bad week for rednecks.
Terrible week for the Deep South.
Rednecks were not having a good time.
But a great,
they're going to have a bad time.
But a great time for just the internet in general. With all the memes in between the Confederate flag being banned and gays getting their gay marriage thing. Man, were the images flying.
I'm just glad that I work for a company now that the customers that come in, they don't go, so, see that the court's overturned and now gay... Like any other job I worked with, Spencer's or GameStop, you always get those people coming in like as if it was like an Apple box of like
can
speech.
I,
and it's like, I'm just selling video games. Man.
Speaking of images, can I tell you, I learned a lesson that fucking with the internet this week.
Yes. What was your lesson?
Because I was, you know, I was wanting to get on board the whole meme express train and I found a picture online. I did a Google search of a, you know, a girl, like a hot chick in a Confederate bikini. And I made a meme that said,
oh my God, that was so hot. Yeah, oh my God. I made a meme.
Thanks, John.
I made a meme that said, this in the chat. I made this and I put it on Imgur.
Oh, taking my pants
and
off.
And I said, I'm offended. Remove the flag slowly. I made that. Okay. I made it. And me, like an idiot, didn't put a more like radio watermark or anything. So I put it on Imgur. It did really good. Then the other day, somebody sends me a link. This other like Facebook site that has like a million followers took my exact one that I made because I it posted it on there. It's got like 3,000 likes. Just totally ripped me off. And posted it on there, and I was fuming.
Here's the thing: is that like you always figure out, you're just trying to figure out like who's the first one to put this meme up or whatever. Yeah. Like,
well, I have a date stamp. I have a date stamp because I posted on Imgur when I first made it. I immediately posted there. I just didn't put now. From now on, I've been putting water, at least a little more like radio watermarks on them.
I thought we always were.
Well, I didn't because you never. The thing is, you know, you never know what's going to work.
Right.
Like Tim, with me, I did that. Literally made that one on the toilet, just taking
like
a shit.
I like that. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Who is that, by the way?
I don't know, but Dutch, it's everywhere. It's in like
boobs.
It's in.
My God, I love
it. It's in all these groups that like have different people in, and they're posting. And I 4 times a week had to post. You know, I made this right. Here's the link. I made this. Like,
hey, I need credit.
It's not that I need credit. It's a matter of it takes one. It's so easy to share things now. If you just would have been, you know,
well, here's
sharing.
The thing, dude. It's that, like, do you really need credit? Like,
I mean, no, but I mean, anything. Honestly, this is the way I look at it. Anything that gets more, I just think of the site, and anything that gets more likes or gets more people are more like radio is a future listener. So to me, it's not so much. Right. It's not for me personally. I don't need it like as a pat on
you're
my
just,
back.
You're just like when you see something go viral, you're like, fuck.
I wish like, I
could be using this for the station or whatever.
Exactly. Like for example, when the Phil Lord when
God,
the
she's got nice boobs.
When the Phil Lord interview went viral. We kicking ourselves in the ass that we should have embedded the YouTube on the More Like Radio page, so all the sites would have had the plug morelikeradio.com instead of just the YouTube link, you know?
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with me personally. I don't give a shit about that. I make these dumb things to get more stupid listeners. Yeah, that's right. Stupid listeners. But, you know.
You want to talk about the other image that made you pissed off this week and I posted in the chat?
Oh, yeah, this one. Well, this one doesn't bother me because I didn't make it.
Everybody.
No, but,
oh, this
no,
one, this did bother me. Yeah, okay, Dutch. This I saw this picture and I shared it on Facebook. That's all I did. Okay, so I shared it on Facebook. It got
explain what it is for the listeners.
I'll explain. It is a flag. The flag is the rainbow gay flag. Then it has the Confederate stripes going down, but instead of the stars, they're anarchy symbols. And then you have the circle part in the middle. It has a swastika that is see-through, so it's rainbow. And around the swastika, there's Stars of David. So it says, let's offend everybody. Somebody, a bunch of people were liking my... Somebody, I wake up the next morning, and I go to Facebook on my phone, and then it makes me log in. And I've learned already, when Facebook makes you log in, that's because somebody flagged something of mine, and they found it offensive. And then Facebook sent me that you better not do this again. Or, you know, you get Facebook timeout. So apparently somebody on the internet was that silly flag that you're looking at there offended somebody.
You think it was that Robert guy that was trolling you?
Well, that's the point, though. Let's offend everybody.
I know.
That's kind of the point.
I know.
Well, I mean, it was just funny how one of Royce's images gets flagged for takedown and the other one gets stolen without his credit. It's like he can't win.
I just did really bad at interneting this week, guys. I apologize.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have your beard.
I guess. Maybe my pink beard had my man. It's not pink anymore now. It's just normal again. But yeah, I lost my magical powers, I guess.
You try so hard.
Your beard became a trend. It became mermanding.
Now, I will say Dennis has been making, and I did put the fucking MLR logos on these. Dennis has been making amazing Chris Pratt from Jurassic World memes. I'm sure you've seen the original, of course.
Yes.
We talked about it last week. But, man, some of them Dennis made are fucking... Mitch, can you pull them up?
Do you have my Imgur?
Yeah, they're on Imgur.
I'll find them.
Yeah. He has one of Chris Pratt with his arms out holding the staff, parting the Red Sea. He has another one of him standing in front of a gay pride parade. And there's four gay guys coming at him. And he has another one of him in front of a bunch of Confederate soldiers.
That's fantastic.
They don't stop being funny. I know. I can't help it. But every single one of these has made me laugh very hard. There you go. Look in the chat room. That's the gay one. It's really good. It's really good. Confederacy.
And the Red Sea was above that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did Mersh ever get three of those strippers to do that one for him?
No, he didn't. But he did. Dennis did make one right in front of Mersh of the picture of him at the MLR live event, and he said Chris Pratt trying to save the MLR live event.
Mersh bombing on stage.
Oh fuck. Oh man, I don't know. I'm
forgetting. Have you guys? You guys have heard like the new Shia LaBeouf motivational speech, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even care.
Apparently, he's like going out in the street or in the jungle and doing this stuff now.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Well, for those of you who haven't heard it, here's Shia LaBeouf.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it!
So basically, he goes on for a while with that. He's standing in front of a green screen with his sweet little rat tail thing. Are you still doing that now?
Yes. Remember, it's real, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's legit. I remember we were first speculating whether or not it was.
Has he done any work besides this? Is he trying to get work? Or he thinks, well, like, oh, I'm a celebrity
now.
You
ask
now.
There, Cakes, is because apparently his new thing now is rapping. Would you guys like to hear him?
Please.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Is he doing a fucking a Joaquin Phoenix now?
No, basically he was just hanging out with his bros. I hope he started freestyling.
I hope he does a River Phoenix.
Here's him dies in front
of a nightclub. Say me I'm lying, dog. You can't really fly with me. Dog, I'm sick, yo. I still rip like I'm riding Jeep. Oh, shit. Give me a word, a syllable, a verb. Damn, I'm a nerd. Still in this old shirt. Give me a pronoun, an adjective. And I get at a kid. You can see me. I'm rapping shit. Oh, shit. I'm still rapping shit. And I'm still acting shit. And I'm still active with the shit I'm active with. And you see that I'm still lasting with my shit. I still stretch it out, homie. And my shit is still dramatic, kid. Watch me and I'm flipping. I give a fuck and I make it. Watch me, I'm the greatest. You can't stop me and I make it.
You know, the second that he uses the N-word, he's gonna get in so much trouble.
I read somewhere that he stole a lot of those lines from somebody too.
I don't know who would steal these lines. This is just listen.
Still breaking down potatoes like I'm fucking Galileo. I'm still up inside the sky like I'm fucking mashed potatoes. Making no sense and it don't really matter though. Eat any rapper like I'm eating tuna casserole. I don't really give a fuck. Yeah, I still spit a bunch. Watch me, yo, watch. I give a fuck. I still spit it cuz. Yo, I'm so cuzzed out cuz I'm from the loved out. Yeah, LA, you can watch me and I bump out. I don't give a fuck. I'm still bumping about something and I'm so underground the rap kids call me Tubman.
Hey, that makes
what
me
is he
cringe.
Doing?
Like, I actually debated before the show, like, should I play this?
Was he? It felt like he was. Was he Kaiser Sose?
He made me cringe when I first heard it. I was like, oh, was he, no, man, was what he, are you doing?
Was he Kaiser Sose-ing his entire rap? Like, so. Look at a potato. Hey, there's my friend Sue. Hey,
okay, Dutch,
this paper's
I have the,
blue.
I actually have the part he stole. So on your video, if you go to 223 and play your part.
I don't have my. The only one I have is only like a minute and a half long.
Oh, it is.
I just took that.
All right, let me get this one.
I love mashed potatoes. I was on Even Stevens.
Okay, I have.
My name is Beans. Yo, I eat my fried beans.
Wait,
yo,
why the fuck my TV sister?
Okay, so here's Shia LaBeouf's going.
Okay.
Rare commodity, the quality is what it's gotta be, and my philosophy is much farther than what your eyes can see.
Okay, and then now what I have is this is on the 1999 track Perfectionist by Pre the Honey Dark or something.
Who the
Anomalies Crew.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So he stole it. Good for him.
Stole it.
It's not like he got on a track and said, hey, he was just in front of his dumb friends and one of his dumb friends decided to film it. So.
Eh.
Are you defending Shia LaBeouf?
No, I'm just saying, why does it fucking matter? Who cares? Just the fact that he's doing it in the first place is douchey enough.
Are he
is
just doing it. Are you offending America, Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, I only have a few more seconds left.
I'll put, we have to finish it now.
Rare commodity, the quality is what it's gotta be, and my philosophy.
Oh my god, hold on a second. I didn't realize. Okay, so that was a line you just played. I didn't realize. I'm looking at the video.
I'm so underground, the rap kids call me.
Listen. Everybody goes, oh, and he tells them to shush. He puts his finger up and goes, shh. Here, hold on. If anything, I should screen share this with you guys so you can see it.
Okay.
Here. All right, here we go. Let me back it up a little bit more. So basically, he did the Harriet Tubman line. And then he has himself. He's like, ooh, I got something good. Which
yo,
essentially
so
was him
out, cause I'm from
ripping
the
off another
out.
Song.
Yeah, L.A., you can watch me and I bump out. I don't give a fuck. I'm still bumping about something. And I'm so underground. The rap kids call me Tubman. Rare commodity. Rare commodity. The quality is what it's got to be. And my philosophy is much farther than what your eyes can see. Half-ass cash, you could get the fast cash, but I got a gas mask, so you know I got the last laugh.
Okay.
Turn it up, Mitch.
Yeah. He's really good. I mean, I don't know what you're...
Calvin, he's good at stealing lines.
Oh, wait. I have a little bit more. Someone else he stole from. You want to hear it?
Sure.
No. Oh,
son of a bitch.
No. No.
It's the fucking later.
Us jugglers can take anybody, so fuck you if you disagree. I'll leave you burning in the third degree. Us wicked clowns will never go down, not even in your town. We won't be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm not stepping on... I'm only repping. The hatchet, can you catch it? If you can, you pass the test. The jugglers are the best. Fuck the rest. Don't fuck with me, I'll fuck you up.
What's wrong? That's...
What was wrong?
I'll say...
You know how happy I was, like, the 1 week you stopped doing this bit?
But it will never be threatening. If you're a cop, you're gonna get popped.
Voice ruins lives.
Then everything's gonna be stopped. But look to your right, and watch yourself.
He's really good.
What the fuck?
He's really good.
It's not really good.
It's really bad.
For anybody who wasn't listening or watching the video live, you saw me, Mitch, and Marie, every one of us just sat back in our chairs and was like...
Mitch was laughing. Shut up.
I think it's funny.
Mitch was laughing.
I still think it's funny.
Hammy says he missed hearing Fat Juggalo Kid on the show. Maul says she loved it. So you can shut the fuck up. People,
just do it.
I'm not... You're not going to... No. You know what? Just do
tight.
It.
Here I come in a
no,
hell
no,
fight.
No. I'm not having this. Now listen
tight.
To the song and then watch the gift.
Now give me all you got.
I don't... I
no
see... Dude,
you
did this bit 4 years ago when it first came out.
He's as cool as a fan.
He's as cool as a fan, bro.
I wonder how old that kid is now.
35. That's how long we've been doing this bit for.
What is the third degree?
Oh fuck.
It burns.
It's how burned you will be after his sick rhymes come across your face.
When I go off my ramp.
Okay, I close it.
You didn't.
I didn't really.
It's funny because he looks like he's...
No, you're going to do this the rest.
You're such a liar. I closed it.
Dude. Aww.
What?
You're gonna have a stamp.
So what'd you guys do this weekend?
17 now, by the way.
He's 17? Nice. 17. We
already said we saw Inside Out.
Yeah, we didn't do much.
What did Mitch do?
Yeah, not much.
Okay.
Just chilled.
I dressed up as Deadpool for an event.
Oh, yeah? What event?
It was a meet and greet for Deadpool.
Meet and jerk.
And you were Deadpool?
You get paid to just show up as... Not Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. No, I got paid.
Cool. Is there money in that? Like, is it like just in a like you hit like five different spots in one night kind of a thing, or what do you do?
Like the comic book shop, they pay me for every event that they do. This one, they posted about it and
are you distracted? Like, why are you giving me like a James Lipton interview answer? Like,
because I can't. Because this kid rapping is making me laugh.
He's watching the Juggalo Kid GIF.
Stop staring at the GIF.
I'm deleting the GIF. Don't
Thank
be
you.
Distracted.
Please do.
All right, so, John.
So that's all you did.
So you were just at one location, and how many people sat on your lap?
Well, I didn't have a chair, but like there was maybe like 80% was like all like little kids that really liked Deadpool, and they like bought comic books and brought like memorabilia for me to sign. So I signed it for them.
Did you tell them you're not really Deadpool?
No, that would break their spirits.
But you aren't Ryan Reynolds.
Yet.
No, you see, you'll never be your different people unless you pee in a fountain like Jason Bateman did with him. I guess you could do that.
Okay, I can.
That was a terrible movie. Terrible movie.
Did any hot girls hit on you while you were Deadpool?
Couple.
How about hot guys?
There was one who wouldn't leave me alone.
Was he hot though?
No, he was creepy.
Shut up.
Was he gay?
You get any?
I don't. No, I didn't get any.
Because you know you can marry gays now.
But can but can comic book people marry gays?
They still kissed him.
Comic book people can't marry anybody, really. I mean, let's be honest.
Speaking of hot, I just posted this in the chat room. Maybe we can go through some of these things. But E.L. James, who was the author for 50 Shades of Grey, held a Twitter Q&A, and it went...
Hold on. What does Q&A stand for?
Questions and answers.
Oh, okay. I always thought
it was James. It happened this Monday.
I always thought it stood for Queens and Apricots, and I was like, that is an odd thing.
And did Twitter take advantage of that?
No.
Oh, my God. I saw some of those quotes. They were hilarious.
Twitter never takes advantage of anybody.
So basically, people just were, you can assume what they were.
I don't want to assume.
Awful author.
I don't want to assume. I want to find out.
50 Shades UK tweeted Monday, June 29th at 6 p.m. UK time at EL James. We'll be doing a live chat with Twitter books using hashtag ask EL James to ask a question.
I'm sure people ask legitimate questions.
So they ran through a few of them. It says, what's your favorite shade out of the 50? Is there a chance that more shades will be added?
Dutch, the sequel's going to be 51 Shades of Grey. They're exploring a new shade.
That got 3,665 favorites and 1,823 retweets.
The next one. How on earth did Anna manage to graduate from university in the 21st century without an email address or laptop? Hashtag ask EL James.
Did EL James like respond to any of these? Or
basically, I don't think so.
I hope so.
Well, she would, but she, you know, she was still trying. She was trying to write it back in crayon. What a hack writer she is.
Yeah, this girl Amanda says, is there a safe word that we can use to get you to stop writing such drivel?
That's very funny. Which do you hate more, women or the English language? Ask Neil James.
And then it goes to, needless to say, things escalated very quickly.
Do you ever feel guilty that you made so much money from romanticizing sexual abuse and selling it as an erotic romance? Ask EL James.
Ooh, it's getting to the heart of the question.
Oh my God, she looks like a man.
Now, leave awkward black girl alone.
Or is that Caitlyn Jenner?
At 50 Shades Abuse, ask EL James is the only okay for Christian to stalk, chorus, threaten and manipulate an Anna because he's hot, or is it that also okay because he's rich? Ask EL James, can you confirm that you will be writing the story of Ramsay Bolton from a from his perspective, showing he's just misunderstood?
Oh, that's from Twitter account Game Over Roz. Oh, so sad for Roz.
Did you see the abusive relationship of Bella and Edward and think, this needs more abuse? Ask EL James.
It did need more abuse. Thank you.
There were plenty of jokes about Stephanie Meyer. Are you going to answer any of these questions, or do you need Stephanie Meyer to do a Twitter chat first? Ask EL James. So
what's your favorite moment in Twilight, when Bella meets Edward or when Stephanie Meyer sent you a cease and desist?
Very funny. Will you be rewriting the books from Stephanie Meyer's point of view next time?
Who's Stephanie Meyer? Did I miss
something?
The
writer of Twilight.
She's the one who wrote Twilight, which is essentially what this thing was, a fan fiction of Twilight. So she just basically took the same characters, changed their names, and then just made them not vampires.
Are you going to take a cold bath later to recover from being so thoroughly burned on Twitter today?
Ooh.
Do all these negative tweets sent to you seem abusive to you? I think it's romantic enough to be turned into a novel. Are you getting tendonitis from having to hit block so often?
Aww.
I'd rather ask EL James publicist why they thought this was going to be a good idea.
Don't like other like writer people, don't they like not go on Twitter? Don't they have like a Q&A like somewhere else?
And the last one, this article said, whoever planned out the hashtag ask EL James tag has obviously never met Twitter. It was, that reminds me of like that one, like when the whole shit with Bill Cosby first went down.
Holy shit, that's like EL James?
Yeah.
Like they don't understand how the internet works. They're just like, hey, you know, meme this. And people are just like,
James,
you know,
EL
like,
James.
Like, I love Jell-O, and by Jell-O, I mean rape.
Like, you know what EL James looks like, Dutch? Look in the chat room. She looks like when Chris Farley played a girl in SNL, like that Valley girl.
Oh my God.
Look,
yeah.
Dutch,
yeah, but with like dark hair.
Same person.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
Thank
oh my
you.
God. It matches up with the voice.
Yes.
Or she looks like, I don't know, like the dude from the fucking DaBear skit on S. Like her face is not as a manly face.
What was that female band that like did like that song with they're standing in front of like a tree?
Nickelback.
Someday somebody gonna make it gonna feel alright.
Oh yeah, Wilson Phillips.
Yeah,
yeah. She looks like she ate Wilson Phillips.
Well, I'm sure that their publicist thinks that was a major success.
Yeah, I'm sure, the publicist says got it, fired.
Paul says it's as if Artie Lang was a woman.
Oh my God. Well, I wish she would fucking drink a bottle of bleach.
Do you think they'll do another Q&A after the new book?
I know. I feel like they probably learned the lesson on that one.
I feel like, you know, that and Reddit chats always end really well. I don't feel
Here's the thing. With Reddit chats, you can at least sit there and,
you know, the people who are in there can respond back, like the ones who do the AMAs.
Right.
This is just like a hashtag and then anybody can jump on board.
Right. Which is what Twitter is. Thank you for describing it.
It's like something that starts out like, hey, we're going to have a dunk tank. Come on. And then it just turns into like a public stoning.
And then they're just dead at the end.
Yeah.
And then you have to explain yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dutch. Very excited.
Yes.
Pat Robertson, our favorite pastor.
I'm so excited.
Pat Robertson, our favorite pastor, says gays will force Christians to like anal sex and eventually polygamy and bestiality. Here, let me go ahead and play. You want to hear it?
Did that pastor set himself on fire yet?
Oh, I think,
Patty.
You know, you might as well keep your mouth shut. I'm not sure I would serve pizzas for a gay wedding.
Yeah.
I want that as a button.
Keep your mouth shut? Sure. Here, I'll back it up so you get it right now.
He's got the weirdest ears, man.
Shit. Let's do it the easy way here.
You know, you might as well keep your mouth shut. I'm not sure I would serve pizzas for a gay wedding. Well, most gays, if they're having a wedding, don't want pizzas. They want cake. It's the cake makers that are having the problem. But
facts. So far, facts.
Well, hold on. I'm assuming he's responding to some sort of a question that he got on his show.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what custom you've got. It doesn't matter what holy thing that you worship and adore.
What?
The gays are going to get it. They're going to make you conform to them. You're going to say you like anal sex. You like oral sex. You like...
First off, back up. Who doesn't like... Okay, anal, that's a toss-up. But, some people like it, some people don't. But who doesn't like oral sex?
I love the anal hole spreader.
See? Thank you, Marie, for having my back there.
You like oral sex, you like bestiality, you like anything you can think of that to whatever it is, and sooner or later you're going to have to conform your religious beliefs to the group of some aberrant thing. It won't stop at homosexuality. We've got what's called polyamory. Well, what about that? Well, what about polygamy?
Okay.
Well,
Polyamorous was like my favorite Breaking Benjamin song.
No, you idiot. It was Three Doors Down.
Am I the only person who just like can't wait for that generation to die?
You like, and everyone that wants pot to be legal.
Not gonna change their minds. Like, there's no, it's just they're dumb. They're dumb.
They're stupid. They're broken.
They're so dumb.
There's nothing we're gonna do about it. So
it's frustrating to know that they exist and there's no amount of logic you can give to them
to have
them rethink their priorities.
And they're not going to. It's like me talking to an old racist person. Like, they're set in their ways and they're not gonna think anything differently. Same thing with like the religious. Like, I'm just thinking it's more of the old people, you know what I mean? Like, whether it's religion or racism or sexism or whatever they think about work, or once that you get past a certain age, you're not, there's no logic anymore. Like, you're set in your ways and they have the whole I've lived here long enough.
The hard drive is full.
There you go. The hard drive is full with opinions, and you don't have enough RAM space to actually go up and down to I'll have some wiggle
room weekend,
with logic.
This weekend, I did actually sneak in and catch a Pastor Roy sermon, and I did record it off my phone. Would you like to hear it? Because
really?
Yeah, there's a fresh Pastor Roy sermon. I recorded it. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Hello, vlog. Pastor Royce. Back from a long sabbatical. Some people call it probation. I call it a vacation. Now, I want to talk to you about forgiveness.
Where is this?
Now, we all know that when Mary laid with the Holy Spirit, that she was laying with God Himself. So when I put that pill in that waitress's drink, I was being God. I was the Holy Spirit.
Like, they added the bass to the church. Is that a new addition?
Well, listen, look. Pastor Royce has a very big flock. And what happens is I got different musicians every week volunteering to be on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful service that I do every single Sunday. Now, you go down to Massapequa, Florida. That's where my church headquarters is. You have to drive down about 10 acres, you see. You're going to see the where we hold our children. We call it our schools. And once you get to the back, that's where I'm at. All right. Does that clear things up, Dutch?
Yes.
Perfect. Not really,
but yeah. Came in her as she slept. Now, I want to read a Bible verse. Matthew 5:27. You have heard that it was said, you must not be guilty of adultery. But I tell you that if anyone looks at a woman and wants to sin sexually with her, then he has already done that sin with the woman in his mind. What I do in the privacy of my mind with 16-year-old boys is my own business.
It seems like the musicians are
drunk. Yes,
taking liberties this time around.
The answer,
like, the timing isn't as good.
Yeah, well, because
it's even better this time.
People were more drunk.
Oh, okay. The bass player and it feels like the bass player and the organ player weren't on key.
Here's the problem. We had a little bit too much communion wine before we did this Pastor Roy segment.
Too much body of Christ coursing through our veins.
Every time I'm
shut up, Dutch, you sinner. I don't know why I'm talking to me like I'm the third person.
It's funny, every time I'm hanging out with like Joe or them, they get drunk, they're like, dude, Pastor Royce. I'm like, all right, give me a Bible quick.
Shut up.
Give me a Bible. I got this. And I really just fucking flip through it and just pick a verse. It doesn't matter. It's so full of silliness, it doesn't really.
Is there anyway, more Pat?
Yeah.
Patty Boy Robertson?
Guess what?
Got multiple wives. How can we say that one is constitutional and the other's not? And then, as you say,
is he saying that Constitution. Is he saying that multiple wives should be constitutional?
I don't know.
Back it up a little bit. I just want to hear that in context one more time. I'm sorry.
Sure. Hold on. Un momento, por favor.
Back that ass up.
Yep.
There you go.
It won't stop at homosexuality. We've got what's called polyamory. Well, what about that? Well, what about polygamy?
Now, which Pokemon was polyamory? Was he a fire type? I don't remember.
No, I think he was a water type.
Oh, you're right. Thank you.
Well, you've got multiple wives. How can we say that one is constitutional and the other's not? And then, as you say, what's so terrible about having sex with animals? Well, that's going to come down.
What a great drop. Dutch, please get me that. Please get me that.
What's so terrible about having sex with animals? Well, that's going to come next. You watch it down the road, and Christians will
be already having sex with animals, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've
been doing it since they were animals.
Well, people who want to do it are going to do it. Like, just because you allow gay marriage doesn't mean, like, oh, well, if queers allowed to get married, I want to fuck my donkey. Like, that doesn't.
Yep.
Better yet, marry the donkey.
I thought that's what it meant. I never even considered bestiality until gay marriage became legal in all 50 states.
So after Monday, Yuki looks a little hotter to you these days?
All I'm saying is I didn't think the option was on the table, but now I think the option's on the table.
Okay.
Tolerance, you're intolerance. You're trying to mitigate against these nice people who like dogs. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with somebody that wants 10 wives, 5 wives, 4 wives? What's wrong with you?
Okay, one is they're fucking human.
5 wives, 4 wives, 6 wives, 10 wives, 13 wives, 4 to 7 wives. So many goddamn wives.
Pat, what's wrong with you? Stop.
We got it. There's numbers. We understand.
I forgot my medicine today.
4 wives.
That's the thing about that. That's the reason why it's like we could sit here and be like, try and logic and scream the argument of like, you're an idiot. But it's just like, with that type of generation, or like at least people with that type of thought process, you can't even argue with them because they've figured out their thing. Like, well, if queers can get married, who's going to say he's not going to marry my pet lizard? And it's like, how about we just cut off?
You know
humans?
What?
Yeah, you know,
like,
what?
Right there.
It's like it's a South Park episode with the underwear gnomes. Like, it's underwears question mark profit. Like, there's that middle part that doesn't get you to the end. Like, You're yeah. missing the part where two human beings liking each other is not the same as a guy trying to fuck a platypus. You know what I mean?
Is he's trying to like equate having multiple partners with fucking Chester the goat. Like he doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, okay, how about hey, Patty, what if it's only the humans mm-hmm. and you can only have one? What do you say then? Then he was still probably
anarchy because then they're going to marry unicorn, mythical creatures, dragons, level seven wizards are going to come up here. Vampires,
you're making things up, Pat.
Sea creatures are going to be
talking about what's happening right now here, Pat, though.
King Kongs, Tyrannosaurus Rexes, that Cloverfield fella. That's what's going to happen.
Those things exist right now, though. I mean, can you address what I said?
Through God, all things are possible.
Oh. Thank you, Patrick.
I hate when they give you... That's always the answer to
that. Oh, Jesus.
Shut up, Pat. No one likes you, girl name. Be alone.
What did that do? You pissed off all the Irish people.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Like, that's really hard to do.
Patrick is a very manly name.
Like, that's real. But to be fair, pissing off Irish people is not difficult.
But Dutch is also...
How about Patrick, though?
Dutch,
our good buddy, Pat.
Dutch.
Who?
Pat is
what
also...
Girl name?
Dutch. Pat is also short for Patricia.
Arquette.
That's know about it in the
voice is also short for Rhonda. I just made that up.
I mean, that's fine. You can call me Rhonda. I don't care.
I mean, I didn't make up my thing, and you made up your thing.
I know.
So I just want to.
Why does everyone just put a rainbow on their profile and relax?
They don't like fornication. As a matter of fact, they'll stone people, kill them for fornicating.
But who?
Back it up.
Who's he? Who's he talking about? I'm sorry. I lost track because he's a silly bitch.
You keep talking over.
Sorry. He's just so stupid.
Sorry, Patrick.
In the Quran, they don't like fornication.
Oh, is Islam.
They don't like anything.
Yeah, well, that's not fair. Yeah, come on.
Let's
As a matter of fact, they'll stone people, kill them for fornicating. But at the same time, if a guy sees a woman and he's attracted to her and he's not married to her, he will say, I want to get married to you. And so they perform a quickie ceremony. She becomes his wife. They perform sexual acts together. When it's all finished, he says, I don't really think I want to be married to you anymore. And he says, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you three times. And the marriage is terminated.
It's like Beetlejuice? That's awesome.
That or like, you know.
It's Beetlejuice.
Bloody Mary in the mirror.
You're right, you're right.
Red rum or you are
no problem.
Jew.
Oh my God, I just figured out Red Rum is murder backwards.
Well, you should rewatch that movie again.
Yeah. I'm not really into movies, I'm more into the Bible.
I divorce you three times, and the marriage is terminated. No problem. no offense, no foul. That's in the book. And so they go off scot-free.
But what about the stuff in your book, Pat?
He's going off the rails. Now he's like trashing.
He's going rogue. Pat's going rogue.
Muslims now. Like, when, dude, we're asking about gay marriage.
These goddamn sand niggers over here.
Whoa.
No, that's what they're called, right?
What
do you call them?
Patrick, calm down.
Sorry. Sand colored people.
Did you take your medication?
I don't know the PC term.
God, did you take your medication?
Sorry. These camel fuckers.
Pastor Roberts.
Fucking Pat. But you know what, though? I wonder how many takes those really are. Like, you know, he probably just loses. He's just losing his mind slowly.
This is a live show that he does.
Oh, wow. Then, you know, kudos to him.
It is a weird world we're living in. And just ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe even weird, too.
It's just weird for you.
It's just weird for your old face.
Everyone else is fine with it.
Everyone's cool. Relax.
You understand, like, the amount of followers and listeners he has?
Oh, I know. More than God.
Why? He's so boring.
And forever taking.
You have that section of middle America that you know, the old section.
Bible Belt.
To die off.
Mm-hmm. It's just
the reason why we're still in a two-party system.
Yep.
And so they go off scot-free. It is a weird world we're living in. And just, ladies and gentlemen, please know that your deeply held Christian beliefs are going to be under assault in every single phase of your life. And it's going to get more intense.
So just stop believing it.
Not if Journey has anything to do about it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I was always told don't stop believing.
Yeah.
More intense than Israel. So just get ready for it.
We in Dutch Dutch and I quote the Book of Journey, which is the only Bible we believe in.
Both of you were like, but no, Journey said not to.
And I always listen to Journey.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the problem, Ray?
Oh, fuck. Did you see this, Dutch? Hammy just posted in the chat and says the Game of Thrones show is not coming back till next season. And we are doing True Detective show tomorrow. By the way, holy shit.
Wow.
But anyway, Cage of...
But by the way...
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Yeah.
Kind of saw that one coming.
And
I'll tell you why tomorrow. Okay. Spoiler.
Cage of Thrones. Here's Nicolas Cage as every character on Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
Nick Cage. This is fucking hilarious.
Oh, no.
Someone photoshopped him on every...
Why would anybody even think to do
Because him why not?
Oh, that's amazing.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Because the internet is constantly winning.
My favorite one's this one.
Can we talk about the video at the bottom when we come back from break?
What's this video at the bottom?
That thing that Hammy just posted.
NBC. Yeah, Donald Trump has been fired by NBC. Yeah, I knew
that. What the fuck?
For his views on immigration.
Well, yeah, but...
He was fired.
So basically, The Apprentice is Dunsky?
Listen, if we're really lucky, Dutch, last week, on a couple weeks ago on Hippo Juice, Donald Trump called him, and we get him to call in again. Who knows?
Maybe.
He's actually here with me right now.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why don't we talk after? We need
I would rather
time.
Have
after
him on the
break.
Phone. I think it works better over the phone.
Yeah. Maybe Donald Trump can call us after the break. John, you think you can get a hold of him?
Yeah, I can try. He's too busy playing with his pinata.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he has a pinata. Okay.
Well, yeah, Mexico is making...
Hates Mexicans, but he loves their toys.
But he loves them. It's really weird. And he loves Mexican food. Not the brown people. Not at all.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll come back with that. Dutch and Roy, simple alarm.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
So what would the note typically say?
Oh, okay. Here, this is from my classics, my best notes.
Oh.
Okay. To the man in 5G, I am sorry for you to be a 1,500-pound man and make noise like a Humpty Dumpty elephant. Maybe you is a drag queen with a brick shoe. Either way, this is very sad for you. So it's okay for you to keep me awake all night, and also my many foster children. Go ahead and ruin the rest of my life. It's okay. Effie Violopoulos in 4G.
Yeah.
That's a nice note.
Couple of questions come up to my mind when I hear that. First of all, how many foster children do you have?
78.
I've never seen children running around the building.
No, there is rabbit, snake, and lizard.
Just rabbit, snake, those aren't children, those are pets.
And if they not get adopted, I have to kill them to make room for them more.
Wait, you're just killing animals in your apartment? Has anyone ever adopted any of these snakes?
I give them a chance for have a good home. If they's not cute enough, it's a very humane.
Effie, you seem legally insane. Has anyone ever told you that?
Don't worry about me.
Welcome back to Touching the Voice.
It's okay.
It's you're okay.
You're ProLigerRadio.com.
Don't worry about that? Me. Effie Violopoulos, professional downstairs neighbor.
What is that from?
Comedy Bang Bang.
we were rewatching episodes of Comedy Bang Bang on the IFC, and I forgot about her and that sketch that she did. So if you haven't seen Comedy Bang Bang, it's kind of like a Tonight Show type feel, but half of the interviewees are interviewing as themselves.
And the other half are comedians playing characters. Like, she's what's her name? She's from SNL. The blonde chick with the big eyes from SNL is playing her.
That was her character that she came on as. And so they were interviewing.
I do not know if you are a 1,500-pound man or a drag queen with brick shoes. But please, go ahead and ruin the rest of my life. It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, check them out on Netflix. Comedy Bang Bang. That is a fucking funny show.
Feel like I need to now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so random. Be prepared for how random it's going to be.
Speaking of random, real quick before we get to the Donald Trump stuff. Have you guys ever gotten bitched up by Siri before?
No.
Oh, yeah. I read about Siri's new attitude.
Let me just do something real quick. Hold on.
I'm holding on. What are you doing?
What is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
Why is she so mean?
Wow, what a bitch.
I guess when you ask her stupid questions, she goes off on you.
She sure does.
Oh, hold on. Let me try one more. I don't know if this will work, but...
Ask her to talk dirty to you.
What is 0 plus 0?
It's 0.
Wow.
What would that work? That's a real question with a real answer.
Yeah. I guess there are certain ones where they just have programmed, why on earth would you be asking this? So apparently you have no friends if you ask that question to Siri. So don't ask that. I want to know who the first person was that actually asked that and then got bitched out and then, let other people know.
I don't know. I mean, I think I don't like that the phones are becoming so smarmy back to me. I don't appreciate it.
Has anyone ever gone to like after they purchased the phone, they come back and want a refund because of how bitchy she is?
No,
I highly doubt it.
I don't think
Apple.
I don't think
really,
that's a thing.
Really love Apple a lot.
I guess they, you know, the new thing now is having these celebrity voices and or characters doing the GPS thing for you, like Sam Jackson.
Yeah, that's been going on for years.
Terry Crews.
I had Terry Crews as mine. That was pretty funny.
The original one wasn't Mr. T.
Yeah.
Turn right, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm sad that it went away.
I'm sure it's still out there. I just don't know if it's as popular as it used to be.
Radio Shack used to sell one of them that had a 1,000 voices, and one of them was Kit, and the whole thing was it looked and sounded just like Kit, but you could change the voices.
You mean
to
Mr.
other voices.
Feeney?
Uh-huh.
By the way, Matt and Trey Parker were interviewed recently, and they said that they are never going to stop doing South Park unless they're canceled. So,
yay!
They don't ever plan on retiring.
Ever.
They're going to keep making it.
Yay!
And I don't think Comedy Central's are going to cancel them.
So I can look forward to watching South Park for the rest of my natural born life.
I know Dutch hates South Park, but it's a really good show.
No, I don't hate it. I'm just, I love when you do that. That's,
what?
Dude.
Which is funny because a couple of years ago, before the Book of Mormon came out, weren't they in an interview saying that they're trying to branch out to do other things that they don't want to do South Park anymore?
No, they just said that that's all they wanted. I mean, they said
for the record, I never said I hated South Park. It was just it's like Family Guy. You see enough episodes, it's like okay, it's the same episode after a while.
But it's really
you guys have been telling me apparently they've kind of resurfaced with better stuff these days. So.
Yeah,
I've always liked them, so
I don't know.
I'm not a hipster. I'll watch it.
Okay, but anyways, here you go. Donald Trump.
Greetings, I'm Tom Story.
And I'm Brianna Lane, and this is The Desk. Real news for real.
First, our top story.
In a remarkable case of a TV catchphrase.
Pause for a second. What high school news production is this that's doing this story? I'm just curious.
I didn't watch it ahead of time.
No, it's fine, but I'm just saying it sounds like a high school news production. I'm not criticizing
it. It looks like one, too.
Hi, my name is Tom, and my mom says I'm handsome. Back to you, Phil.
Thing. The girl's in her 30s. The dude's in his late 60s.
I don't know what this is about.
Trump has been fired. The NBC television network severed all ties with the right-wing real estate tycoon and reality show Bad Boy following his outrageous comments about Latino immigrants. Not only is Trump out as host of the network's popular Celebrity Apprentice, but
Mitch,
NBC
can you pull up what Donald Trump said? I just want to know exactly what he said. I really don't know. I just want to see.
Maybe he'll call in.
Maybe he'll get into it.
I'm sure he'll call in, but I just want to make sure that I have it. I don't think they will.
The beauty pageants Trump owns, although Trump does reserve the right to continue demeaning women in private. Trump.
Thanks, Brianna. It all started when Trump descended from a magical escalator.
Thanks, Brianna.
Wait, what?
Hold on. These guys are funny. I think it's probably worth me full screening this real quick.
They said something about magic.
Yeah, hold on. Let me back this up. There we go.
No longer broadcast the beauty pageants Trump owns, although Trump does reserve the right to continue demeaning women in private. Tom?
Oh, thanks, they're Brianna. Being funny.
It all started when Trump descended from a magical escalator and announced his candidacy for president in 2016. During his speech, Donald casually referred to Mexican immigrants as criminals, drug dealers, and rapists.
Okay. Which, but they are.
Talking to people who don't hate Mexicans.
Besides, Trump supporters point out that calling
which people... Which would be shocking to people who don't hate
Mexicans. I have what Trump actually said, by the way.
Oh, what did Trump say, Mitch?
Okay, I think
go ahead. I'm sorry, Mitch.
Okay, so this is what he said. He said, the U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. Thank you, it's true. And these are the best and the finest. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Whoa. Not all Mexicans. What about that weather reporter?
He said some
are diarrhea out of the mouth.
But most of them are drugs, crime, and rapists.
First off, number
Donald,
one, yes,
what are you doing,
I am
dude?
Sure that there is some of them that are that, but no, most of them are not.
You can't specifically. It's one thing if you say, "I'm sorry, go ahead."
I was going to say some are good people, so he saved face.
I've hired in plenty of them to help me move, and they're great.
And yeah, what about that? And what about that Mexican weather lady with the gigantic ass?
Yeah,
from
what
Mexico?
About her? She has a fucking great butt. Univision, there's plenty of Mexicans that do a great job. So why don't you calm down? Look, I get it.
But I don't know what his problem was. He specifically named one country. It's one thing if he would have, you know, been saying
borders.
All the illegal immigration, he would made that a topic of like, you know, a huge chunk of them are rapists and drug dealers, and we need to take care of that. But he specifically said Mexico aren't sending their best. It's like, come on, man.
He said nice.
Even I know you can't say that shit if I'm trying to run for president.
And to be fair, Mexico isn't sending us people. They're not. There's not a saying, okay, you go to
America. According to Trump here.
Well, but they're not, though. They're sneaking in. That's not the same as Mexico sending them. I mean,
I just believe in what the Donald says, though.
No, the land on the other side of the imaginary line that we've determined between Mexico and the United States is literally kicking over the crime from
pushing
Mexico.
It?
Yeah, that's just pushing it north. It's just like, it just wants the bad guys to just move north.
By
I mean,
the
if
way,
they could.
It's like moving people. It's like, you know what? If you get convicted of rape, you go serve at the wall. But except in this case, the wall is the U.S.
Right. Well, maybe we have a caller that can explain more. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, yes, this is the 2016 presidential candidate, Donald Trump.
Oh, hi, Donald.
Hi, Donald Trump. Welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
So now, can you explain why you specifically named Mexico rather than just kind of using a broad brush of illegal immigration in general?
Well, Dutch, that's a good question. I brought them up because, I mean, let's face it, Canada, America's hat. They come into the country to play hockey. No one cares. You know, the Mexicans, they're always on my lawn, trimming my hedges, and they're always making it just a little bit too high and uneven than the other ones.
Well, aren't you paying them to do that? I mean, like, that's not like they come in, like, forcefully, right?
I mean, that's neither here nor there. I mean, I'm going to pay you to do the job right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I hear what you're saying. So what is your plan for getting rid of this problem?
My plan is, on top of making the Mexican border the fence 20 more feet higher. I also want to put in a moat to keep the Black Knight at bay, and also landmines and alligators in a moat.
Hold on a second.
Black Knight
just real quick. Black, can you back up here? Are you, I maybe not aware. Maybe I don't catch up on the news. But is there a Black Knight problem?
There's a Black Knight problem. There's always been a Black Knight problem. Oh, I'm sorry. African-American Knight problem. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, the Donald.
But, thank you, Donald.
I guess my point is you believe that we need a moat that's filled with alligators. And now, wouldn't the alligators themselves set off these mines? And wouldn't that be a problem?
Well, the mines are going to be on land, and the alligators are going to be in the water. So basically, if you slip into the water, there's no way coming out.
Don't alligators sometimes go on land to warm up?
No, that's where you put rocks in the water so they can bathe in the sun.
Wow, Donald, you've really thought this through.
Very considerate of, like, reptilian behavior. That's,
yeah. Wow. I did not know that Donald really was so great with reptiles. That's amazing.
Are you concerned about...
But it's nice that you know that what I'm trying to do is bring back the White House for the people, by the people, foreign oil. We need to get rid of foreign oil. There's plenty of oil in the ocean. We just got to drill a little bit deeper. And Obamacare, more like no, don't want to care. How about that?
That's a really good catchphrase. You should probably
basically all of that plus no Mexican rapists.
Who's going
to
be a
running? I also plan to make the Miss America pageants a part of the World Olympics.
You're trying to? That's amazing. You're trying to incorporate the Miss America pageant as an Olympic event, summer or winter?
Either or. You know, I mean, we're trying in the summer, and if it's successful, then we'll throw them in winter coats.
I was going to say, I think it might be more appealing if they're in bikinis rather than them looking like snow bunnies.
Boston. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is this Joel Dutch Van Wegerden?
Yes, it is. I'm surprised you know my full title, but yeah, yes.
You're fired.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
Speaking of fired.
You're thinking way too outside of the box. You're fired.
Speaking of getting fired, Mr. Trump, are you bitter at all about what NBC did to your television show?
Am I bitter? Oh, I mean, hey, if NBC wants to lose money from the Trumpmeister, more power to them. I'm going to start my own television program. It's going to be called the Trump Television Network.
Yeah, really?
And I'm going to blow them out of the water, and everyone's going to get paper shoes and hats.
Who's going to be your running mate in 2016?
I really put too much thought into that.
Like, who's some Andy names? Dick? Andy Dick. Okay, Andy. So you're saying Trump and Dick would be the presidential. Now, why would you pick someone like Andy Dick?
It'll be Trump and Dick all across the USA. Eh?
Trump and Dick. Okay, I mean.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
Hey, Mr. Donald Trump, hey, can you take a question?
We just got fired.
You're fired.
Sorry. If you allow me, I would like to ask you a question coming in from the many fans of yours that we have in our chat room.
Okay.
Maul in our chat room says, Mr. Trump, sir, what's this I hear about you outsourcing hummingbirds from Russia?
Oh, that's a very good point. And I feel that hummingbirds are being very underprivileged in Russia. And we import them into America, and we can use their milk for nourishment, their feathers for clothes,
and their
meat for double whoppers.
They're pretty small. You want hummingbird double whoppers? Hold on a second. You want double whoppers?
A lot of people don't know that it's very lean meat, and it's very high in protein.
But they're so little!
How many hummingbirds would you have to actually kill to make a full Whopper?
Make a full value meal or just the Whopper?
Well, just the Whopper. Like, the amount of meat you'd have to get out of a hummingbird, because they're very tiny birds. Like, how much meat would come out of a hummingbird? So how many hummingbirds go into one Whopper?
Well, first you gotta free range them, you know, let them be happy, flying around, you know, right. sip. You got to let them get all nice and tender. About 4 hummingbird breasts in size per patty.
Only 4? Oh, I figured it'd be more than that, but...
Hey, them Russians, they really got a thing going there with their meat processing.
And we also have one more question.
Oh, I actually have a follow-up question to that before you jump into it.
I'm sorry.
Why do you not have a problem with hummingbirds immigrating to the United States, but you do have a problem with Mexicans?
Because hummingbirds don't speak Spanish. There, mic drop.
Okay, we are on the phone, though. Mic drop doesn't work on the phone, Donnie. You.
Also,
I don't want to drop the phone.
I hate the fact that John's never around for these interviews because he misses the best ones. He told me before, he's like, I'm going to miss the Donald. I got to run out real quick to the car, but man, it sucks. But
yeah, he actually handed me the phone and he had to go take, a dump.
Oh, wow. Okay, a dump. Wow, that's great. Well, hey, anybody have any more questions for the Donald?
I think we have one more listener question.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the best.
Mulligan wants to know, what's your policy on the slow lorises?
Slow lorises are an endangered species. We need to keep them in protective captivity. We need to get the WWE and the WWF to switch titles because I don't like saying WWE. And maybe we can get Sarah McLachlan and these little guys, man. They really get you.
Mitch, do me a favor. Can you please get some video of Slow Lorises and put the Sarah McLachlan song over it and just post that to see if we can make money? I feel
this
we can
is
make
the
money.
Massive Slow Loris problem there, another.
Wait, where's the middle part? Where's our plan for making said
they're
money?
They're so stupid. They need money because they're
question,
so stupid.
There's another question mark in the steps, too.
I actually have your 3-point plan right here.
Oh, shit, okay.
Number one, collect hummingbirds and slow lorises.
Okay, that
number
makes two, sense.
Number three, profit.
No, I'm unclear what number two is.
Yeah, you kind of skipped that.
Oh, number two is the golden rule. It's the backbone of society.
Okay.
And building, you
do
know,
one to
the economy.
Do one to others, do one to you?
Okay. I mean, wow.
Okay. All right. Donald Trump,
very
everyone.
Very informative, Donald
Thank you,
Trump.
Donald. That was great. So,
thank you for having me on your show. It's going to be a very, very Trumpy year.
Trumpy
and,
year.
And go Broncos. Oh, and that's your fight.
God damn it. He's always firing people. Holy shit.
Thank you.
Man, I can't believe he takes time out of being
Donald.
Fired to call the show. He's fantastic. It's
twice
really great.
In
the best couple weeks, twice. Yeah. Week. It's crazy. Yeah.
I guess he's doing that grassroots campaign where he's just calling a podcast, you know, to really get to the listeners.
He really is an underdog, isn't he?
There he is.
Oh, hey, John, you just missed
you
the Don.
You just missed the Don.
Yeah. I was coming out as he was coming in.
Yeah.
That's great.
Listen, I got to say, I might want to vote for him because I'm really interested in his hummingbird whopper policy.
Oh, my God. Those things are so tasty.
Hammy says I'm really hungry for hummingbirds all of a sudden.
Oh, man.
God, I mean, man. I don't really know what his, you know, domestic policy is, but I really am appreciating his foreign policy.
Well, you guys asked the wrong questions, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm sure another time.
Yeah, man, burn up that thing immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the dumbest thing you could possibly say the day after you announced or at least within the week of you announcing your candidacy. Like,
almost as bad as the guy going, yeah.
Oh,
well, that thing was like just he couldn't hear anything.
Howard Beam.
That whole.
But do you think that if he didn't do that, he would have came close at least? Because he was doing pretty good in the polls. And then.
No, that was just basically the media. Just basically they essentially took that and used it as a button. And it became like a cartoon character after that.
So, Dutch, I follow Stigma Politics for a second. I follow like sometimes these great pages. For fun, like this one, Solidarity, a socialist, feminist, anti-racist organization.
Sounds so fun.
The group is called on Facebook Solidarity, : a socialist, feminist, anti-racist organization.
Feminist, anti-racist organization.
A socialist, feminist,
socialist, feminist, sorry.
organization.
Sounds like they know a party.
And apparently they posted this, which pretty much solves, I mean, I get it. It's a picture of Mad Max, and it says Libertarian Society, and underneath it, it's a picture of the Starship Enterprise, and it says Socialist Society. So, they believe that libertarians want gasoline, and they want to be shooting people in helicopters, whereas...
True. I do want those things.
Socialist. In the Socialist Society, Captain Kirk's trying to fuck a black girl.
Whoa!
Whoa. Right. Green alien girl.
You know, a black girl. He fucked everything.
Oh, Captain Kirk was the biggest dick slinger ever.
He really was.
He couldn't wait to whip that shit out.
Oh, fuck. But, yeah, I really like these groups now. They make me happy. There it is.
So what is their motive then, aside from that picture?
I mean, they're really against guns, and they really want a socialist society.
Which we've all seen. That's the thing I don't get is about like the socialist types or anybody who's like pro communism. It's like that experiment has been tried a lot of times,
and it doesn't work.
Works every time, right?
Mitch. I don't know if we need to fill you in, but...
doesn't it ever equate to, like, just bad things?
They all kind of, like, end in genocide in a weird way.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like capitalism is the fucking bomb or anything. I'm bringing back the bomb.
Right.
But, I mean, let's be honest. You also can't sit there and go, well, socialism, because really, no, it doesn't really
capitalism
work.
Is the worst system in the world, but it's better than any other system.
That's been implemented.
That's not a quote from me. That's a quote from I forget who it was.
But. I mean, look, everything has its flaws, and I understand.
Everything has its flaws.
Everything has its flaws.
That's a weird saying.
Yeah,
everything is awesome.
I saw this at a dentist
everything
office.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
But yeah, now that the new one is as I like to call it, the Ron Paul of the left. Bernie Sanders is like the new big, like, yeah, fucking socialist save the world guy.
Remember when he scored 4 touchdowns in a single game?
No. You're thinking of Al Bundy.
Oh, I thought it was Barry Sanders.
Oh, well Al Bundy did score 4 touchdowns in one game. Well, Barry Sanders probably did too. You're right.
Guy can run.
Hammy says, you make the same money no matter what job you do. Sounds great.
That does sound pretty great.
What is this?
Again, everybody says, communism works on paper, not in real life.
So fun fact.
I love fun facts.
As somebody mentioned Howard Dean's yell earlier, I just Google image searched for Howard Dean's yell. And the result is just a myriad of his exact face over and over and over again, as if the internet was just obsessed with that one moment of time. He will never, ever live that down. Ever.
So I was, because earlier, Dutch, I pulled this
up.
Did
anyone ever interview him, like, after? Like, what were you thinking?
Probably.
So, because you were talking about dirty Mexicans earlier, Dutch, or Donald Trump was. I was reading this thing. Did you hear about the 2011 San Fernando Massacre?
What's that?
No.
No.
Dude, this thing is ridiculous. Okay, San Fernando is in Mexico, obviously. Right. Los Zetas are this gang, right? They were hijacking buses filled with Mexicans, and they were taking them to a remote spot and making them fight like gladiators for their lives and killing each other, raping the women and the kids.
For real?
Killing the kids. Yeah, this is real. There was mass graves, like 72 bodies in mass graves.
When was this, he said?
2011. I didn't hear about
that's
this.
That's when the cartels were running rampant, man. Yeah. Anything went. And at that point, I'm sure these guys were like death squads. And they were like, we're getting bored, so let's find something fun to do. Let's get these guys to actually kill each other.
The San Fernando Massacre, also known as the Second Massacre of San Fernando, was the mass murder of 193 people by Los Zetas drug cartel. At a ranch in the municipality of San Fernando in Mexico. Authorities investigating the massacre reported numerous hijackings of passenger buses on the Mexican Federal Highway in San Fernando, and the kidnapped victims were later killed and buried in 47 clandestine mass graves. The investigations began immediately after, blah, 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 but they've only exhumed 59 corpses. But they were like, I was reading, like, they made bus drivers run over people that were passengers on their bus, or they kill them. I mean, the shit was insane. Like, they would have gladiator battles where they would fucking throw weapons.
Mexico has completely lost control of their own country, much like the entire continent of Africa has, except for Egypt and South Africa. They're the only countries of the entire continent.
Is there any good part of Mexico, or is it all like just Detroit?
Cancun's okay.
I think it's gotten, they've gained a little bit of control. But dude, yeah, especially like between like 2008 and like 2012, it was fucking like the Wild West.
I have a new movie idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the third part of the Escape from L.A., Escape from New York. Escape from San Fernando.
Oh, Snake Plissken? Yes.
Needs to go in, and he needs to kill the cartel leaders while, you know.
Dude, I love it already. We could probably get Kurt Russell, right?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure, you know. Escape for, make him be Mexican, dude, or a white guy. Or no, Snake Plissken was just trapped on that bus. He was just trying to get home, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yep. He finally served out his prison sentence.
Yes, and he was just trying to get home. And but dude, this is fucking insane. Like, I was reading about this, and I was, because it's something someone posted on Facebook. This can't be real. Then I just got like enthralled by this, going, I can't believe this really happened. It's here. Gladiator-like killings. The Houston Chronicle's journalist Dana Schiller had an interview with a drug cartel member in a restaurant in Texas on the condition that his identity remained anonymous. He referred to a hitman as Juan, who wore designer sunglasses and was always carrying a Nordstrom shopping bag. Juan reportedly moves more than $5 million of cocaine each month. And in his interview, he explained that Los Zetas have been using an ancient Roman gladiator blood sport to groom new assassins. Once captured, the kidnapped victims were forced to fight to the death with other victims. Men were given knives, hammers, and machetes, and were ordered at gunpoint to fight for their lives in gladiator-style contest. The winners of the fights were ordered to go on suicide missions and shoot rival drug cartel members at other towns and cities. This did not win the fight. The gladiator matches were buried in mass graves.
Fuck it. By the way, this was going on 4 years ago.
Yeah, four years ago.
For anybody to think that we're a sophisticated, more grown-up culture as humans in general, like worldwide, no.
That highway.
ISIS, look at this. We're still the same despicable humans that will do this to each other.
That Mexican Federal Highway 101, they call it over there the Highway of Death. On June 2011, the Federal
Police... drive down it. How about buses, like maybe reroute?
There's not meant... It's Mexico, Dutch.
I mean, just maybe like...
Hey,
Jose, we can't like... Okay, so every bus has gone down... Like, I'm just saying for your business, not for me. But, tough. Here's the problem, Dutch.
But Dutch, it sounds more romantic in Spanish when it's Highway de la Muerta.
That's true. And
it does,
yeah. Dutch, not only that, the issue is they were not safe anywhere because the cartel had basically owned, police were helping them get buses. They owned fucking police. It says it here. They owned half of the police force.
Of course.
That's the thing about the cartels that is crazy is they will just go on these killing sprees, not because they're trying to like send a message to a rival cartel or send a message to the government. They're just doing it for fun at this point.
Right.
Like it's gotten to that point where it's just like, you know, hey, Preto, the guys are getting reckless. Okay, we'll let them go do their gladiator thing. Okay. Like it's something that they haven't had a fight with another cartel for a while. So to keep the troop morale high, they're basically doing Westeros type shit and having fighting pits. This happened 4 years ago.
It's crazy, right? I mean, I was reading.
This is still happening, I'm sure, but that's the last time.
This was on Obama's watch.
But he's not the president of Mexico.
Yet.
He's such an idiot.
I don't really know what that means, but I like it.
Yet. It sounds like something Fox News would say, you're right.
That's like the greatest comeback ever. Yeah. You're an idiot.
Yet.
What?
It doesn't really make sense there, actually.
You can really diffuse any argument by using that as a response.
True story.
Why'd you fuck my brother?
It doesn't work.
Some documentaries. Yeah, I'm gonna check them out about this. But yeah, dude, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I was seeing some of the stuff by the cartels on Vice a couple of months
ago. Vice is great, isn't it? I did watch.
It's a great site, man.
I did watch some of today because Mark told me to.
You were watching Miami Vice.
To check it out. No, not Miami Vice. I did watch
new show,
the HBO documentary Jinx, which is about Robert Durst, like this guy who basically was accused of.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
Watch it; it's very good.
What's this guy's basically been getting away with murder for the better part of a decade.
Yeah, he was
Dexter.
No. Well,
one's Showtime, one's HBO.
Yeah, but this is a documentary of this dude. It's really, it's insane.
Who's he been murdering?
Well, he was accused of murdering his first wife. He got away with it. He was accused of murdering this guy when he was on the run. He killed him and then dismembered him. He got away with it. He got, you know, found not guilty. And then again, he was accused of murdering, I forget who, some other person. Oh, a friend of
his. Like this guy, for whatever reason, circumstantial evidence, for whatever reason, couldn't nail this guy every time. And it was so obvious. It was like an OJ obvious.
It's very good. Watch it.
That he did it.
Yeah. I just thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I heard about that. I need to watch that too.
So
the main one I want to watch is that that Mormon documentary.
Which one?
The one that just came out.
The one, Mormon. Joel's very interested in it.
No, what's this Mormon?
Yeah, I love gay sex.
Scientology?
The Scientology one.
I said Mormon. Yeah, yeah. I apologize. They're all dumb to me.
Going Clear?
There you go. I'm sorry, Mitch. You're right. Yeah, it was the Scientology one. That's one.
Going Clear is amazing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Dude.
Yeah, I started drinking Crystal Pepsi a long time ago, and it's really changed my life.
That's not the ad campaign for that's a very weird ad campaign. Crystal Pepsi.
I like the fact that you remember their slug line for that.
Yeah, Going Clear. Look, it's not that. It was a documentary, and man, I've seen that a couple times, and that it's worth watching immediately. Dutch, after the show, watch it. Go to HBO Go, and watch it.
I will. I've been in a. Basically, this side of an unconsolable depression today.
Why?
I don't know about you guys, but you heard about what happened, right?
About what?
About what?
You don't know?
Know what?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are getting divorced.
Oh, no.
No, God!
Oh, no.
No, God, please, no! No! No!
Poor Bennifer part two.
Yep. I thought those kids were going to make it. I really did.
I would have thought for sure Daredevil and Electro would have made things work.
Right. Well, Daredevil.
Well, I mean.
Out of all the movies he did.
I know. I really thought Good Will Hunting's friend.
Right.
And Jennifer Garner were going to make it.
But dude, the thing is that like it's like
What's the problem?
I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't believe anymore. If they can't do it, then no one can. I should break up with my girlfriend immediately because if these two kids can't make it work.
10 years of marriage.
When you have two people who both look like Easter egg stone statues with wigs on, it's really difficult for them to get along.
That means they should live. I was content in the rest of my life knowing that these two kids were never going to break up. And my dreams got shattered.
Hammy says, good, maybe he can hang out with Kevin Smith again. That cunt made him stop hanging out with his friends. How do you know that, number one? And secondly, how the fuck do you know that? And third, Kevin Smith isn't doing much of anything now except for begging for money on Kickstarter.
Well, here's the thing is that like he does a lot of podcasts, and he's huge into that, and you know he's a talker. So I'm sure he probably brought it up at one point saying, yeah,
God. Hammy, call in if you can or Skype in real quick. Speaking of divorce, you just reminded me. We found out, to show you how much of a fucking hero Hammy is, you know, he talked about on the show how he's getting divorced. His ex-wife is staying with him for a year in the same house.
Are they going to get back?
I don't. Hammy, call in.
No, because neither of them can afford to live on their own. So they have to live together.
Oh. I smell a sitcom.
Yeah, it was called Mike and Molly, and it only had one season.
Oh, snap.
No, it's still on the air.
Oh, that's horrible.
Kevin Smith came out and said it, that the Hammy says that's the reason they weren't hanging out. But, yeah, I want Hammy to call in. But, yeah, man, that fucking sucks. Can you imagine? I mean, good for him.
Being married to Hammy? Yeah, that would suck.
Hammy's had sex. Great for him. now, but he hadn't had sex. He said he didn't have sex for 2 years with his wife.
No.
Yeah.
And they got married, what, 2.5, 3 years ago, something like that?
2 years.
2 years.
They didn't. I didn't. What? Jesus. No one. Here's the thing. And this is the reason why I love hamming, but I also ham at the same time. It's like, A, I love that you would share that personal information because it's great radio. But at B, why would you share that personal information?
Why not?
Because he was so happy to finally have sex.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, Hammy said he'll Skype in tomorrow. He's working. Fine, I'm going to hold you out to Hammy. Skype in tomorrow's show.
Oh, Jesus.
But, dude, that's fucking terrible. I mean, I don't know how you do that. You're goddamn...
2 years.
Also, I mean, he sent a picture. God, fucking Hammy's getting skinny, man.
In her pillow, like, case to, like, get her used to the smell of cum. Like, you know, like when you're trying to get, like, a puppy to pee in a certain area. So you pee there, too. Like, no, after two years, I would start doing drastic measures.
What he needs to do is, because she gave him divorce papers, so fuck her. What he needs to do is, he needs to, when she walks in, just be laying on the couch and getting head from some random chick he met on Tinder or something.
Oh, hey,
right
what's
when
up?
She walks in, hey, what's up, ho? Huh.
See what she's doing? Her job.
Oh, man.
I just don't get it.
Well, that's my advice anyway.
I would never get married, though. That's the thing. Like, I just don't.
He said,
I
mean, yesterday.
I found a weirdo like Kelsey in the fact that she doesn't ever want to get. Well, she's divorced. She's already gone through this whole thing. Uh-huh. And both of us are like, nope, marriage, never going to happen. We Hammy can stay together for as long as we need to, but we're never going to get the state involved. So
Hammy says it was their 2-year anniversary yesterday. And when I asked her if she feels that at all awkward that it is our 2-year anniversary and we're divorcing, she said, not until you just said it, was her response, which means she didn't even think about it. So apparently I'm the only one that is actually emotional in this divorce.
Wow.
Poor Hammy.
Poor Hammy.
See, here's the thing is, like, as his buddy, I don't know if it, you know, like when your friends go through shit, like your immediate response is to do one or two things, be supportive. Or be supportive through being a dick. You know what I mean? Like, am I supposed to make fun of him? Or am I supposed to be like, hey, buddy, you want to talk? Like, I don't know what to do with
or,
this.
Or, no, and the awkward situation is always like, am I allowed to make fun of the wife? Because now she's a cunt? Or is there still an emotional attachment?
Oh, no. At this point, when she serves the divorce papers, you can trash her all you want. But at the same time, you're like, do I trash you to make you feel like you're normal because that's what we always do? Or am I supposed to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to do at this point.
Because I do have audio of Christy's new career.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I would love to hear it.
Us jugglers can take any money.
And
so
I face planted into that one.
Sorry. What were you going to say, John?
Yeah. So who owns, like, do they both own the place that they're staying in, or who owns it? Who's going
to
get it?
I think that Randy owns it and he needs to kick this fat bitch to the curb is what I think.
Are you fucking kidding me? She needs to go.
I think Hammy rents it from his dad or something like that.
It is his parents' house.
His parents' house.
Like, yeah. She needs to go. Hammy, set her on fire. Well, not her. Set one of her cats on fire. That'll make it worse.
No, I'm sure he has more emotional attachment to the cats.
You're probably right.
Yeah, the cats are victims in this. Don't get them involved.
Don't get them involved? Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Hashtag just a walk in a park, according to Punchy. And Dennis goes, you mean hashtag just a drive through the park.
Yay.
See? Because stupid Punchy can't drive vehicles. I love that he already crashed his Prius, then he was butthurt that Hammy said something about it. He got butthurt. I've never seen Punchy butthurt.
Just like, dude, if you're an idiot driver, your friends are going to point it out to your other friends, and then we're going to point and laugh at you. That's the freaking deal, man.
And then we'll never live it down.
I just don't understand because, I mean, if you're the gay, crash his car guy. Own it is what I would own it, you know?
Right.
Hey, I crashed my car again. Classic Punchy, you know? Oh, fuck.
Have you guys ever dealt with divorce with any of your friends or family directly?
Yeah, when Hammy said, I'm getting a divorce.
That's the first one for you? I mean, I know both of your parents are still together.
Happily married.
Royce and Marie.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I've had friends of the family, like friends of like my mom and dad that got divorced, and then like they'd bring like the new person around, and it was just like awkward.
Cakes, are your parents still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
Mitch?
Happily together.
See, the thing is, like, me and Sherry, the only ones who come from...
Shut up, broken family.
Broken homes.
Hey, give me a break. I'm a child of divorce.
But I this is when I wish Sherry was on, like, she could talk about this. Like, that whole... her family absolutely goddamn nuts. By the way, are you guys still together?
Me and Sherry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't checked, and when I said something earlier, you didn't say anything, so I was like...
Oh, did you?
I don't know.
Where, no, she has... Of course they're fine. Shut up.
I don't know. Like, I don't know these things because I refuse to respond to you guys on Facebook, so...
What'd you say, Mitch?
Oh, yeah, she's just not on the show tonight. She's here.
Oh, really? Oh, she didn't stay with that guy that she was drinking wine with?
Oh, that's my point.
I'm back loaded. So.
I wonder if that guy really thought he had a chance with her.
Of course he did.
No.
Maul says Royce wishes there would be a divorce in his family soon. I think we all do.
Oh, my God. That'll be so fantastic when that happens. Not with the people that are on the radio right now, but the other people.
Oh, God.
Because it's probably it's gonna happen.
How fucking long has it been since we've done fucking radio with Ryan?
I know. You tell me about it. You know, he fucking called my dad the other day, and he was saying stuff like, you know, I miss you guys, and you know, no one talks to me. And my dad's like, look, before you make up anything with me, you have to make it up with your brother. You know, he's your goddamn brother. And then Ryan, still being Ryan, tells my dad, I've tried to call him, and he doesn't answer. And I go, what if my dad calls me? And I go, what a fucking liar. He's never tried to call me. And he still hasn't. So he's just fucking like lying to people like I'm ignoring him. He could call. I wish he would call. I wish he would call the show, as a matter of fact.
He's just making it worse. Like, why wouldn't he just say, yeah, you know, dude, bro, I'm picking my wife over you. Just, you know,
yeah.
As of right now, you can either accept it or not. Like, why wouldn't he just go down that route? Because you would be able to accept that over what he's doing now, right?
No, I guess.
And no, I've already.
Well, you'd be able to stomach it better than what he's doing now.
No.
We really
I didn't
don't
ask you.
Well, no, I really don't like her.
Of course not. But I'm
nobody
just saying.
Does.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. But Sherry's fucking opinion about her at your guys' wedding was hysterical.
You think, yeah, you think that, I don't know, man. Like, I just kind of hope that he's still the same Ryan, but I don't see it. Like, even if, I feel like he can't really be a Jehovah. That stuff to me is all of us here know Ryan. Like, it's really hard to believe he's Jehovah's Witness.
There's
like, that's
no way.
He's too smart. I mean, I've never called him stupid. He's too smart. So it's like, what is
like,
he doing?
How can you be a bare minimum Jehovah's Witness? Because I feel like he's doing just like the minimum.
He's basically like that of a Catholic. Like, they all kind of believe it, but none of them practice it.
Yeah, really, because no one gets calls on their birthdays or any holidays, so they practice pretty hard.
And it seems like they go to Kingdom Hall a lot.
They do go a lot.
God, her pussy must be so good.
That's the only explanation.
The only explanation.
Yeah.
She has to be like the great, like Medusa-type pussy.
And by the way, for those who don't know, because I know there's a lot of new listeners, Ryan is my brother. He used to be one of the original hosts of like...
One of the funniest fucking guys I remember.
Of course. I've never said he wasn't. It's tragic that he...
Yeah, now you guys got to deal with me.
Shut up.
You're fucking... You're funny. You're all right. Sorry, shut up. I'm just
shut
saying.
Shut up. You can't fucking... You can't just
how
knock...
How quick that kid was. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, everybody knows we do the Hippo Juice show, but like, you know, for the longest time, it was the five of us. It was me, Marie, Royce, Ryan, and John. Like, that was the core group. And then, yeah.
And it's just weird. Like, I wish that
then Great Pussy came along and just took it away from us.
I mean, I would love if he called on the show. I would fucking do it on air. You know me. We've did the radio too long to not do it.
He probably
on
wouldn't
air.
Want to, though.
Pussy. But I don't give a shit.
I know you don't. I'm just saying.
Like, you know, I know I should probably keep... Because that's the one thing that I feel like don't do that other radio hosts do. And it's like keep their personal life and like family stuff private. And I don't do that. And maybe I should. But I just feel like it's disingenuous if I'm upset about something not to talk about it. You know, especially
well, here's the thing,
Ryan was on
like,
the show, too. So
right.
It's also
I mean, yeah, he was one of the anchors. One of the main core guys of the Hippo Juice group when we started however many years ago. So it's kind of hard. Yeah, obviously you're going to talk about it.
I mean, I still think we're doing fantastic radio. We're doing great stuff. But I mean, it's just I still wonder what it would be like if Ryan was here. I do. But
yeah, it's amazing that like I'll look through like the best of bits in my folder for like Hippo, like when we have to put together best of, and I'll like re-listen to them real quick to like just you know for time purposes and just seeing like if the levels are equal yada yada, and I gotta be 100% honest when I say like 65-70% of our bits were things that he kind of spearheaded and kind of, you know, kept going along.
No,
the whole
I know.
Snake bit, the whole, you know, animal football players bit that we had, like all that shit. Like his randomness is it. Eh, I miss him.
Yeah, if you guys want to know what he listen to old Hippo Juice stuff, they're out there. Just go grab them, and you see what I mean. But yeah, whatever. I don't know. Oh, she up. That's the funny thing.
It was like whenever John and Ryan got in fights with each other.
Oh God! But
Cakes, you guys would have like battle royales.
Blowouts.
Hilarious.
This other thing. Mom says also she refuses to give her kids vaccines because of toxins. But you know, the funny thing is about that. Now, did you see California? What they did? Did I mention this on air? Or was it off air?
Is it an off air?
It was off air. Okay. California now, if you don't get vaccinations, you're allowed not to get vaccinations. But if you don't, your kids are not allowed to go to public school.
Wow.
Yo.
Hey, there you go.
So now you keep your rights.
See, that's where everybody that's wins. That's where government intervention and telling you what the fuck to do comes in handy. Because what the fuck?
And you have the right. They say you still have the right not to do it, but you shouldn't have to put other kids at risk.
Put them around our kids, yep.
Exactly.
I'm not getting rubella from your child.
Wasn't she like a pop singer in the back in the day?
Rubella?
Yeah.
I just thought of the oldest disease possible. I could have went for polio, but I figured it'd be funnier if I said rubella. And nobody found it funny. Sue, I'm regretting that decision.
No, I didn't hear it. I really didn't hear it.
I mean, I dug and I tried to make something funny out of it.
I didn't hear you. What did you say? Say it again. I was doing
something
else.
No, I'm not playing that game.
No, I swear to you, I'm not fucking around. Yep. I was fixing
I know you, buddy. No.
No, come on. Dutch,
7 years, man.
I want to hear it.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Yeah, I still have the CD, The Best of Rubella 2008.
That's the other thing, too, is that people who don't do get vaccines, Kelsey's always telling me stories about these mothers who come in and they refuse to take any kind of pain-killing medicine. You know what I mean? Like, no... oh, shit, what's that thing called where it numbs your entire lower half?
Epidural?
Epidural. They won't do that. They won't do any pain... They just want to sit there.
I want a natural childbirth.
And she's telling me...
the way that Jesus wrote it in the Bible.
And she's telling me these like horror stories where these moms are in so much pain that they pass out. And then they have to like an emergency procedure to get this fucking kid out because the mom's not pushing anymore. So it's like the amount of, it's like, okay, look, if you have a low pain tolerance, whatever, do your natural, it always shocks me when people go, modern medicine, fuck you. I know better.
But what about Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman? Do you know better than her?
That was a great show.
Remember
that guy?
Show. What are you talking about?
He was the whitest Native American I've ever seen in my entire life.
She was friends with a very white Native. Leave him alone.
He couldn't, dude. He was as Native American as Yul Brynner was Asian in The King and I.
He wasn't Asian? I thought Yul was a traditional Asian name.
Dude.
It's not.
What was Yul Brynner?
Oh.
Nobody really knows. He was kind of like the early version of like a Blasian.
Ablation.
But.
Oh, man.
So.
On the upside, I had a decent week. Only 80% of Facebook was offended, and that's really low. So it was not a bad week for me because that's, you know. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough out there.
Do you, like, maybe, like, think about maybe taking a week off of Facebook? And
I do, but here's the problem.
Twitter and social media in general.
I could do all that. But even if I do, then I can't also watch news because it's not even just Facebook or Twitter. Any media. If I go to BuzzFeed, it's about why people are fat shaming. So let's say I get off of Facebook. Let's say I get completely off of it.
You have been carrying this torch for a while now.
I can't stand it. I feel the country is falling apart. I feel it's a bunch of whiny fucking little bitches, whiny little babies. The newest one this week that I posted was somebody recreated the picture with a bunch of gay dudes, you know, hold the D-Day flag that they recreated
Dick
that.
Day?
But with the gay marriage thing. With that,
oh, you mean the Iwo Jima flag?
That bullshit. So someone did it with the gay flag and a bunch of gay dudes lifting it up, hot guys in jeans. And after I got rid of my erection, I read that it said... this military dude was like, see, this is offensive. This is disrespectful to, you know, the Iwo Jima flag and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Stop it.
I can see both sides.
No, you can't. Don't.
I reply. Yes, I can. Actually, you posted it on Facebook, and I replied. I'm like, as a veteran, I don't give a shit. See, so
he doesn't give a shit.
But I can see why people would get mad. I think it's dumb if they would, but I see why they would. Is more my point. I don't agree with it.
I see why they would get mad. But
hold on, Mitch. Why are you cool with that?
Because I don't give a shit. They're recreating
a bunch of queers basically taking your service and just making a mockery out of it.
But wasn't the original picture also a recreation of the moment because they didn't get it on film the correct way? Am I correct by saying that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a recreation. Staged.
But let's be honest. The one on the right with the gay dudes is hotter, right? We agree?
Well, it's in color. It's more colorful. It's visually pleasing.
Yeah, visually.
It would be great if they actually went to Iwo Jima to do this.
No, Moss says there were gay World War II soldiers too. No, there wasn't. Homosexuality was not invented until 1989. Everybody knows that. There was no gays before that. Mike Huckabee said it. So shut up.
I'm looking at this Iwo Jima poster. Like, what was that flagpole made out of? Lead that it required
shut up
four dudes to put the thing up.
It was actually made out of enriched uranium.
Like, what was on the ship? Like, we need a flag post. Get the heaviest. This is solid 6-inch steel that we're going to give to you guys. We were going to make it for, you know, rounds or, you know, maybe repair the ship. But you guys need it for a flag.
Yeah, so, they use fucking
Dutch. Dudes. Think about this. How tall is that flag? Like, think maybe, what, like 12 feet? Maybe taller than that?
Maybe, yeah.
Have you tried putting in a flag by yourself?
It's all I know is that if it was just even just like a hollow steel or even like aluminum or whatever. Two dudes max.
Mind you, okay, they're doing that. I'm pretty sure there's bombs and bullets going on, so they wanted to put that flag up as quick as possible.
No, that was a recreation. Like, well, yeah, that kind of came out after the fact.
The gays had the same thing, except it was cum shots. They were dodging them.
Oh, God.
So much cum.
But who gives a shit?
About the gays? That's
no, I love the gays. You know me. And I
so much fun.
You know, and it's and somebody's argument was, you know, and someone's I'm a gay man and I'm a vet and this offends me because yada 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 yada. And I go, well, I'm glad you're gay and I'm happy for you. And he goes, happy for me? I go, yeah, you know, happy that you could have the rights as everyone else. But I go, maybe, just maybe, there is some gay vets that are not don't give a shit about the flag as much because I don't know, they were denied rights and don't ask, don't tell up until last year. How about that? Or 2 years ago? Did you think about that?
Or what about the city officials that are responsible for like giving the certificates? And in the news, they see that they're resigning. Like, are they resigning for that quick moment and then immediately getting reinstated? Well, or are they like going on like an early retirement?
Well, here's another fun thing. Like, Mitch, you'll tell me because you were in the military. So
you are gay.
You're gay. So
your girlfriend doesn't know.
It's true on both.
And you were literally the post child for what a beard is.
Right. Bottom. Yep.
So, there, somebody wrote, well, you know, people that don't ask, don't tell, people mistook it. It was for their protection so they wouldn't get beat up. Mitch, back then, if someone said they were gay, did you guys just beat them up?
No, we didn't go search it. We didn't go out with like pitchforks and torches.
Okay.
And people to beat up.
Yeah. So
hey, you did what the rest of us did. Be like, hey, Tommy likes cock. Hey, Tommy, the cock liker. And then you just
you're going to make fun of someone, but you make fun of someone because they have red hair. Yeah. You're going to make fun of someone because their nose is just a little bit bigger.
It doesn't matter.
Speaking of red hair, what about in England? They had like that big ginger convention.
Yeah. Fucking England is trying to plan a goddamn ginger convention day.
I don't support that.
Yeah.
That's gross.
And yeah, they don't have souls.
It is fucking disgusting because they're all going to get sunburned.
Except the women. The women are hot.
It's an affront to God.
Yeah. That offends me. There you go. That offends me. So many goddamn gingers standing around. That's fucking creepy, man. Would you rather fight 1,000 gingers or 1,000 zombies? The answer is zombies. Because you have a realistic chance because gingers will take your soul. Like Dutch said, they don't have it, so they absorb yours.
Yep.
Every freckle on a ginger is a soul they've taken. Not many people know that. And you have a lot of freckles, my friend. Oh, boy. Kathy Griffin? Fucking thousands of souls.
Oh,
thousands.
Dude, you want to not sleep at night? Just search Kathy Griffin without makeup.
No. Okay, I'll do that right now. Okay.
It's bad, dude. Like, she especially. I mean, because with makeup, it's just like, whatever. She's an older girl. She might have been hot back in the day. Nope. No. This thing will... Redheads need makeup is basically what I'm trying to say here. It's
she looks good.
She doesn't look good.
Oh God,
she looks like a.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's Emily Rzeczkowski. Obviously, her last name. That's different. She's not even a real redhead, Mull.
Whatever.
There you go.
When did Kathy Griffin start looking like Kathy Griffin's dad?
Dude, ew.
She looks like a serial killer.
Oh my God. Ooh. She looks like a Joker.
That fire hydrant looks like a Muppet.
Holy crap.
It's bad, yeah. Dude. No bueno.
I'd rather fuck Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
I'd rather fuck all the dudes in Gryffindor.
Yeah, look. Yeah, here you go.
Where she looks Marie? Black in that left picture.
The makeup is the most wonderful invention. It really is.
That is,
she looks like she was really like slutty in high school.
That's a new thing too that like girls have been like doing is they'll do half their face with makeup, the other half not. They're taking like selfie pictures of it. And then, like, you know, basically it was more of like a, because the majority of guys are like, no, you don't need makeup. I think you look beautiful. And they're like, oh, really? And then they're the ones doing this. It's more of like a slam on guys who are trying to be too overly feminist supporting. You know what I mean?
I've seen those. And some of the girls actually don't look bad without makeup. But some of them look.
Some of them you like
the one, but
Kathy once, Griffin type.
Some of them just look terrible in general. So,
yeah, they're kind of fat slobs.
Yeah.
By the way, it's fun to call a girl a slob.
Yeah, they don't like it so much, but it's really
no, fun. They hate it. But it's like you're not saying the bitch word or the cunt word, so they can't really get that mad.
I think slob might be worse than bitch.
It is worse, and that's the best. That's the beauty of it, Royce. All right, we should probably get out of here.
Don't tell me what to do.
Well, I'm telling you what to do. So I want you to tell me why you're better than everybody.
No, don't ask me first. I don't want to say first.
I already told you. I asked you.
No, I don't care.
This show is coming to a screeching halt.
I guess this show is coming to a screeching halt. Apparently, this is what it is.
Why don't you just ask someone else?
No, he won't do it. He's going to be stubborn, and I'm going to be stubborn. And I'm going to share a video about a giraffe looking at a camera and kill Marie with cuteness.
Oh, boy.
So you can enjoy that, Marie. Me and Dutch have this little standoff. We'll be here till 3 in the morning, guys. Just
it's like who bends on this one. Because if I bend, I'm a bitch. If you bend, you're a bitch at this point. How about we both say ours at the same time and just annoy everybody like we always do?
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
All right. Is that a nice little truce line in the sand? Put a foot on the thing at the same time?
Yeah, that's fine. Ready?
All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I'm better than you because I'm not going to finish this unless Dutch is saying it with me.
I was kidding. No, I'll do it.
No.
I'm joking.
Okay, ready, go. 1, 2, wait, three.
3, 3.
Go.
I am better than you because... Wait. See, I actually was going to go on that one.
I know. I was being a dick now.
Okay, third try. Ready?
Okay, ready for reals now.
3, 2, 1.
I am better than you because I can die to Donald Garner Trump without getting fired. Jennifer Garner
has never tried to divorce me and I would marry Ben Affleck.
All right, both are good.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I usually don't wear makeup on this show.
Or pants.
I never wear pants on this show.
Johnny Cakes, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I, just like Royce, have remembered Herman's head.
Ooh, that's good. I like
good callback. Mitchell?
I am better than you because I hate the gays and the South will rise again.
It's not. Jesus Christ, it's not a... You missed the point, as always. Anyways, thank you for listening, everybody. That's from Royce. Don't forget to listen to Hippajuice tomorrow on morelikeradio.com, 7 to 9 Eastern Time here on morelikeradio.com. If you're listening in the Colorado State area.
Colorado State area?
It's from 5 to 7. I don't know my own time. Anyways, all right, fuck it. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. That's from Royce. I got the swag and it's pumping out my ovaries.